Reading from 1 Peter, the 4th chapter. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Above all, keeping love, love one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks as one who speaks oracles of God. Whoever serves as one who serves by the strength that God supplies. In order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
This is the time of year that is close to the end of many things and the beginning of others. End of the school year, right? End of the Easter season. For us here at the LCMS headquarters, it's almost the end of the fiscal year. And for a lot of our young folks, it is just at the pass of the end of high school or the end of college. Monumental endings. But today, we see that we are closing in on the end of, well, everything. Yes, Peter speaks about serving our vocations in the end of days. Apocalyptic Christians, you will be. Might actually sound pretty cool to the kids here. Sounds like your stars in an Armageddon movie. But in all seriousness, it's not going to be easy in a world that goes mad with a love that grows ever and ever colder. There will be just no reasoning with some people, no getting through to many more, no making peace with others, growing anger and hostility towards us as Christians. And yet, God is commanding you today to keep his word in the midst of it all. As in, not losing your cool, not losing your head, keeping your mind clear and your conscience clean. Always leading, always serving, always putting others ahead of yourselves, and all without grumbling, Peter says. Showing nothing but hospitality. Yes, even when you just want to tell that person to go take a hike, you set the example. Peter says it stands and it falls with you, whether it's in an indiscretion or teaching a false doctrine from you, from on your watch. And you've got the whole world pressuring you. They want you to cave just a little on God's word. But Jesus says, whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea. That's pretty harsh for principals and pastors and teachers in our school, like those here today. That's a pretty heavy burden to bear. To have that kind of responsibility. That, my friends, is a load too hefty for any of us to carry. Not a single one of us has that kind of strength to serve. And that fact alone can rob us of our joy. It can drive us into despair in these dark and latter days. So the first thing to remember is that it is not yours to carry. It isn't yours to carry. There is only one who can carry the full weight of the law. There is only one who can shoulder the burden of all of our sins and make its payment. So when you are most wearied as apocalyptic Christians, then look to the cross and remember that Jesus told you to carry his yoke that's light, his burden that's easy. In his death and resurrection, as Christ baptized little lambs, he's lifted up your burdens that you might live under his grace. You live under his grace, the grace that was poured out from a pierced side, and it flowed into the font and into the chalice for you. He took that great weight of the law that would crush us, and instead it has become our delight in service to God and in service to our neighbor. And that's the second thing to remember, the neighbor. You are never in this alone. For every time we kneel before the altar in communion, your joy is our joy. Your burden becomes our burden. We carry it together. As Christians in these end of days, we support one another, serving by this strength that God will supply. And the same is true for those outside of the household of faith, in that we help others to carry their load. Like families who so desperately need to be lifted up in a world that is starving for the gospel and weighed down by iniquity. As the director of urban and inner city mission, where in our inner cities things seem to be magnified at times, I can assure you there are folks, especially little ones, who have been given an incredible burden to bear, who in their homes may have very little self-control or sober-mindedness or hospitality or even love. You may be the only chance that they will have to hear the testimony that is so wonderful that they will keep it in their souls. The commandments that they long for, the light of Christ that will shine into the darkness of their darkened world. The path that will keep their steps steady, so that iniquity would not have dominion over them, in a cycle that must be broken so that they can find healing. And that means for you, apocalyptic Christians, come what may, from the world, the devil, your own sinful flesh, whatever they might throw at you. Even when others might oppress or lash out against you, you remain hospitable. And because you love earnestly, you will bear their sins against you, even in your own flesh, just as Christ has loved you. Because with every stripe from the whip, every nail that pierced him, it was, and I forgive you. And with every single drop of blood that was shed, it was, and I love you. In a love that covers a multitude of sins. This is the oracle of God that you are to speak. The testimony of a father who loved the world so much that he would give his one and only son for the salvation of all who would believe in him. And the helper, the Spirit of truth, will give you strength as the face of your heavenly Father shines upon you as you serve, sharing your gifts, serving one another, picking each other up when we stumble and when we fall, to be stewards of the very grace of God as we get to dispense this hope of Christ to a world that so greatly needs it right now, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him and to him alone belong glory and dominion forever and ever. So come what may, even when the end of all things is at hand, dear apocalyptic Christians, have no fear, little flock. Have no fear, for the Father has chosen to give you his kingdom. Have no fear, little flock. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.